This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
What happens when we no longer believe that photographs represent slices of reality, that they're no more real than illustrations?
Illustrations? You mean a projection of a message rather than a record of reality?
Let's take a photograph of you or me, then use a computer program to remove a blemish, some wrinkles, even remove some weight. What would we have?
An artist's rendering of the ideal you? How about an image of you from 5 years ago, before the weight and the wrinkles?
Or in 2 years, after exercise and plastic surgery?
Well, in either case, it's not the real you today.
And it's just a private matter. But what happens when the implications are political? That is, we no longer trust news photographs.
I'm thinking of something the French founder of the humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders said. Without a photograph, there is no massacre.
So what happens even when with a photograph, there is no massacre? Because computer editing makes all photographs suspect.
Well, our ability to make informed decisions becomes difficult if we can't trust our sources of information, such as news photographs.
So we clearly need trustworthy news images. But with computer editing of photographs, propagandists not only are able to fabricate their pictures, they are able to cast doubt upon all photographic evidence of all claims.
Should news photographs remain unmodified? Are we willing to live with less than ideal images in order to maintain our trust in them? Write to us, comment, at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.